truly desire in life. If you seek wealth and success because you're hoping that it will help you find love, perhaps it will serve you better to seek love instead. But even when we understand our why we get stuck so often, I've seen this many times firsthand, people having this grand vision of what their life should be like, but never really asking themselves how they can make it happen. It almost seems as if the fear gap of asking ourselves how is as big as the fear. Taking action itself. If we don't ask ourselves how we can tell ourselves that everything we want in life is just a fairy tale belief that it is what it is and that nothing can be done. And that can be oddly comfortable because we get to offload an entire portion of responsibility. We also get to avoid some sort of pain. We don't ask someone that we like out on a date because we fear the rejection. We don't switch careers even though we don't like our current one because we fear failure. And we don't live as our authentic self because we fear to be judged. But that also means that some decisions or even most decisions are going to be made for you and not by you, and that can often lead to regret. Now, that is not how it has to be like. The things we desire, the change that we seek, it is always on the other side of our own comfort zone. Growth involves growing pains, but only if we the step to ask ourselves how we can, will we be able to find ways that we can. We might even realize that the reality that we created inside of our own mind is not the reality right in front of us and all around us. We might also realize that all the rejection, the failure, and the judgment that we feared so much is actually never going to happen. Now, whenever we're talking about change, we think we have to have a mindset change. I used to think the exact same thing, and perhaps you're thinking the same in this very moment, that you have to change your mindset. But the truth is as simple as it is.